So Bob, what's your overall assessment of the creative health of promotions and marketing in British radio?
I think you only have to listen, as I did, to all of the entries that won in the different categories, to realise that it's a very, very healthy sector at the moment. And healthy in a number of ways. Fantastic creativity, fantastic wit, imagination, innovation, and also range and breadth across the whole of the sector. So you really feel like it's not dominated by one part of the overall radio market, from the BBC right through to national and local commercial radio. There's some really interesting, innovative promotion, and it's really connected with the content as well. It's really connected with the output, and it, to me, that was the thing as I listened that most struck me, that the most effective marketing and promotion operations are really, really a part of the output that they're reflecting on air, and the most successful seem to have really cracked that.
But the most successful tonight, as the judges would have it, are commercial radio. There's only one BBC winner out of all of the winners tonight. Why do you think that might be?
I'm not sure. I mean, I think it's just a feature of this particular year. I don't know what previous years have been like in terms of the makeup. I know that BBC Services have won them before, because I remember Five Live winning at the PAMS before. I think it's just one of those years. I don't even know who the entries were that were considered in all of the categories. I've just heard the winners. And what I've heard is real excellence in each of the categories, and really, really witty and innovative and powerful messaging coming through. And all of the winners thoroughly deserve it.
And why Absolute for the Gold Award?
I think Absolute were successful in three different categories, and in each of the categories they offered a different manifestation of their brand. And for me, that demonstrated real range, a real sense of the breadth of what Absolute has to offer. I thought, as a sort of interpretation of their brand values, what I listened to was absolutely outstanding. Great wit. And a really strong sense of the tone and style of what Absolute Radio is about. Just really outstanding stuff.
Any plans to poach their creatives?
Well, actually, of course, Tony Moore used to work for me at Five Live, so they poached him from us. Well, he went to Virgin. I'm very happy with our creatives at Radio 2 and 6. They often win awards. They've won Sony Awards for what they do, and they're brilliant. And actually, there's a similarity, because it's about interpretation of the sort of wit and personality of a radio station, and that comes with a real deep understanding. And the 2 and 6 guys have certainly got that in spades.
And in an environment where money's increasingly tight, what are the compromises and challenges you're going to have to face in marketing, in promotions, in imaging for those stations? Because no one's immune.
No. I mean, and all parts of the BBC are facing very significant challenges in terms of the reduction of funding. And I guess the overall marketing and communications spend in the BBC has been cut as well. It might well go down further, I don't know. With all of these things, it's about maximising what you've got. With a more slimline resource, but the right content and the right opportunity, you can have just as powerful a message. So I think marketing and promoting our content is crucial. It's crucial for commercial radio. It's crucial for the BBC, because the BBC has to make sure that every penny it spends on content reaches the right people and as many people as it possibly can. And it will continue to be very, very important, even though you're absolutely right, the resources will be reduced, there's no doubt about it.
And finally, Bob, in your role as chairman of the Radio Academy, what do you see the Radio Academy's role in encouraging excellence in this area?
Well, I mean, that's a good word, excellence. I think, you know, we see the Radio Academy's role in pretty much everything that it does to encourage excellence in the creation of content, whether it be promotion, marketing campaigns, online or radio output, or visualization. It's about the Radio Academy's purpose is really about promoting the pursuit of that excellence in the BBC and in the commercial sector. And I think it's very important, that role. I don't think it's ever been more important than it is right now, as the whole of our industry faces very significant financial challenges. And what I love about the Radio Academy is that it's on nights like the Promotion and Marketing Awards nights that you really sense that the industry comes together. And there are very few occasions when that happens. You know, the Sonys, the festival, and events like this are where you see the whole of the radio industry in the same place, sharing the same values, caring about the same things. And that really goes to the heart of the point of the Radio Academy.
Let's go and enjoy it then.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
That's a great pleasure. Fantastic.